So what are interest groups then? So interest groups are groups or organizations representing people or stakeholders who share a common goal or interest. They're also known as pressure groups, as they try to influence the decision makers of others. And how do they influence the decision makers? So any decision that decision makers make and they don't agree with it, they'll try to do the following things. One, lobby. So this refers to an effort by the interest groups to influence decision makers by promoting a particular point of view and trying to get them to change the decision that they've made. Negotiation, two, negotiation. So they go into negotiation with the parties who've made the decision and try to come to an agreement between both parties. Or three, boycott. So boycott means where you don't do any dealings with that organization and you don't buy any of their products or services. So they'll boycott the organization. So an interest group seeks to influence decisions and policy affecting its members through various actions, including negotiation, lobby, information campaigns, public protest, boycotting, and legal action. Lobbying is the deliberate effort to influence the decision-maker process by promoting a particular point of view with the government, or members of the European Parliament, or with the organisations. Interest groups may or may not succeed in achieving their desired objectives. So some interest groups and trade associations. So business interest groups include the following. You have the IBEC, stands for Irish Business and Employers Confederation. They represent large and medium businesses. They try to influence trade unions and the Irish government and the EU, and they also provide advice. You got the Small Firms Association, SFA, and they speak for and advise small businesses, and they're part of IBEC. Then you got ISME, Irish Small and Medium Enterprise. They speak and advise for small and medium enterprises, and they're independent of IBEC. And then you got the Chamber of Commerce. So they aim to promote and protect businesses located in an area, for example, Dublin City Chambers of Commerce. You also got trade associations, and they are business interest groups that represent people involved in a similar type of business. For example, the motor trade will have the SIMI, Society of Irish Motor Industry. You'll have the food and drink sector. They'll have the Food and Drink Industry Ireland, FDII. And then you've got other interest groups. So they're also interest groups that represent other stakeholders in a business, like trade unions. They represent employees, like ICTU. Then you've got the national, or the CCPC. They represent consumers. Then you got Consumer Association of Ireland, who represent consumers as well, the CAI. And you also got environment and specialist interest groups who represent society, like the EPA, Environmental Protection Authority.